The Tony Rabbi Zakoi Kaim with Rabbi Yochanan. Now I will soon explain how Rabbi Yochanan knows his drosha. How does he know it from? That Rabbi Zakoi learned in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Hidash in the Pesach says like this: Kiim besula me'amav yikach isha. That a kohen gadol is only allowed to marry a besula, al isha that didn't live with a man yet. She's a besula. And it says me'amav from your nation is yikach isha. So Rabbi Zakoi says lahavi comes to include giyores mechuna shikshar lakuna. If you have a giyores, that's a mechuna that's prepared. So Rashi learns the mechuna means kloima. Sheyaviha v'ima me'am echad. That their parents were from the same nation. V'nolda b'gdusha. And after the parents were mizgaya, they became a Jew. Then they gave. Then she became the mother became pregnant, and then they had this daughter. La'fuke gera moni mashenke negera moni. If the father was an amoni, shenosa bas Yisrael. That he married a bas Yisrael did an avera. The lav mechunihi. It's not called the parents are mechun are allowed to do what they're doing. Holu biyosa biavera bita psula. Since the bia was biavera, Rav Zakoi's alochri like Rish Lakish that the bita is psula lakuna. All right, the turnover. Yeah, this is the way that Rav Zakoi learned in front of Rav Yechonon. That's the way he dashed in the spotik of kiim besula me'amav. Yikach isha is lahavi giyores mechuna. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said back, Rabbi Yochanan said back like this, ani shayna, I learned a little bit differently. The Pasuk says, me'amav. So ani shayna amav, the Pasuk could have said amav. Kiim besula amav yikach. Me'amav, what does the Pasuk say? Natural mem me'amav. Lahavi psula habor mi beiz amamin. That his daughter comes from the parents like from two different nations. V'yata Martin, you're telling me Rav Zakoi just giyores mechuna v'sulai? That the pasuk only means a giyores where the parents were beheter. That's where the daughter is mutlakuna. Rav Yechon says, no, why dash in this pasuk kiyim v'sulai miyamov? Even in the case where the parents came from two different nationalities, still the daughter is mutter. What does that mean? It means the father wasn't an amoini, and the mother was not. Agrashi says, amov miyamov. Midu motzla michta besula amov yikach uksev, and the pasuk says mei amov hafilu mimiksas amov v'yam acher lovi besula bo mishne yamimin o miyachas sheminu Rabbi Yochanan in the machshir. In other words, even only miksas came from amov, from our nation. In other words, the father was an amoni and he married a bas Yisrael. He did an avera. Still, we say the lachar is that the daughter is kosher. So now the Gemara explains. My shnei amamin. What are Rabbi Yochanan mean to say even for two different nationalities? Ilay ma amoini shenosa amoinis. That an amoini married an amoinis peheter. For the Gemara, my shnei amamin. What does it mean shnei amamin? You want to tell me this chorim asurim when it came to mutaris? That you want to say it's called two different like nations because they have two different halachas? That this chorim, the males are mutaros by an amoini. My shenki and the ladies are mutar. That's what it meant. For the Gemara, hainu giyaris mechonam. If so, what's Rabbi Yochanan saying more than Rabbi Zakoi? That's the same than Rabbi Zakoi? Where the parents were gerim and they're not doing an avera. That's the case with the daughter is muta. So in Amoini, he's allowed to marry an Amoinis. So therefore, what's the Chiddush? Elo, you have to say, Rabbi Yochanan saying the Chiddush like this. The Amoini, shenosa bas Yisrael. We're talking about the Amoini, the father, was a ger Amoini, married a bas Yisrael, and did an avera. Even though he did an avera, still, that's the posik. The daughter they have, she's mutter, even to Kohen Gadol. So you see clearly Rabbi Yochanan says this Chiddush, even when the parents did an Avera, but still the daughter is mutter, even to Kohen Gadol. Vika the Amri, some say like this. Vika the Amri, that Omalei, Ani Shoina, I learned like this. Rabbi Yochanan answered back like this. That Amov, Meyamov, Lohovi, Besulom, Habor, Mishnayamin. That this daughter that came from two different nations, and from a nation that has two different halachas. We'll soon see what that means. You only said giyores mechuna v'sulay, only giyores that's not doing an avera, only a regular gear that was mezgayer that is mutter. Then the daughter is mutter to a kohen. But in the case where the parents are doing an avera, you are not mutter. So Gemara says like this. Ikadiyam like Rashi, Ikadiyam we also call Malay the Hedya. Lo v'bisula abo mishnei amim yisraelis the ger. That with the parents of two different nations means one's a Yisrael, she's a Bat Yisrael, and the father's a ger. But for Yisa ger heve mi am sheyesh po shnei amimin. Dainu amayni, and the father comes from such a nation that has two halachas to it, like an amayni, that the zocho of the men are mutter and the kevus are rosa. So Mar says, no, lahach lishna zadrashi to come in behedya, to lay mar biyela bas amayni, diktoni mi am sheyesh po shnei amimin. So according to the second lashon, that is only be matter a ger that comes from such a ger, such a nation that has two different halachas, that the men are usher and the ladies are muta by namini. Because the lishna bas mitzri sheni dikshev lekunim inole. So how does Rabbi Yechon know his second halacha then? How does he know where a mitzri married a bas Yisrael? He did an avera. How do we know that his daughter now is muta lekayin? How do we know this? You can't learn out from this pasuk of amimim. Because by a mitzri sheni, there's no two halachis. A mitzri, a zocher, and an akeva have the same halacha. That ad dor shalisha, they're both aser, and dor shalisha, they're both muta. So how does Yechon know the halacha of a mitzri? Dichitaymi, maybe you'll come to answer me. Di yalef mi amoni shenosa bas Yisrael. Like, learns it out from the same halacha. From this pasuk true of me amav, we only know such a ger, like an amoni, that there are two halachas, his geris. That the men are also the ladies are mutter. True. You only know from this pasuk in Amoni. So if Yechon holds in Sforod, like, what's the difference? If the father's in Amoni that married a Bas Yisrael, that his daughter is mutter to Kain, or whether the father was a Mitzri Sheni that married a Bas Yisrael that did an Avera, still we should say the daughter is mutter to a Kain. So Mara says, no. Mali, I'll tell you a difference. Mali Amoni Shenosa Bas Yisrael is a difference when an Amoni marries a Bas Yisrael Shekena Kevus Mataris. Maybe the psul of an Amoni is not so strong because the Torah were matter than the Kevus of an Amoni. Mashen came by Mitzri is different. So the Gemara says Mitzri Sheni Shenosa Mitzri Shneni Shniya Yechiyah. I'll bring you a proof in a case where Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Shnias. So Rashi says like this. Shebitay Shera, in such a case, the daughter is Mutta. Sherei Shlisha, see, that's the third generation already. V'yaf alpi sheish ben sad chomer. Kidikoma, like you said before, v'yafilu ochi sharia, izafan yovi yezu hoyav arehi shlisha's ksheru lakuna. So what's, we'll learn it out from a Mitzri Sheni, the married a Mitzri Sheniya, even though there's a tzad chomer here that both the Zohar and the Kefir is also, still you see the daughter is Mutta in this case. So, Baal case also where Mitzri married a Bas Yisrael, the same halacha should apply. So, Gemara says no. Mala Mitzri Sheni Shenosa Mitzri Sheniya Shekenem Biyosa Bavera. I'll tell you when the Mitzri Sheni, the man from the second generation, was Mizgai already. Married an Isha, it's also Mizgai the second generation. They didn't do it in Avera. Ain't Biyosa Bavera. That's why the daughter now is Mutta Takal. Ma Shenken and Amoini. Shenosa Bas Yisrael is also. So in our case here, where Mitzri, marries a Bas Yisrael, he's doing it in Avera. So maybe there we're not matter the daughter. And this the Gemara says, Amoini, Shenosa Bas Yisrael, Yechiach. And Amoini, when he marries a Bas Yisrael, that's Yechiach, that's the proof. So why there you see the daughter is Mutter? The Chazra didn't learn out one from the other. So Kitta, that's how Yechiach knows Aloch, that even by a Mitzri, the marriage of Bas Yisrael, the kid to the daughter is mutter to a kohen. Omer Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael said, "Hainu d'shemana led Rabbi Yehuda." This is what I heard over from Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer that he said, "Amov meyamov." He dashed this postik of kiyim besula meyamov, and the Kudah said, "Amov." It says meyamov. He made a drush of lo yadana maikom. I didn't know what he meant to say. And kiyos, and now I know what he meant to say. That he meant to teach us this halacha that even an amoni that marries a Bas Yisrael biavera, still the daughter is mutter even to a kohen gadol. Mor says ki Yossi Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Omar Hochi Tona Kaimei. This is the way I learned in front of him that Isha Amoinis Ksheira. If you have an Isha Amoinis, we're allowed to marry. She's mutin to Kal Yisrael. Bino Me Amoini Posel. If you have a daughter, Bino the son from an Amoini is Posel. It's also very good. It's a Zocher and Amoini Zocher. That's also learned. Ubita Me Amoini Ksheira. Mashenki is a daughter from an Amoini. That's Ksheira. So Mar says, "B'medavam amur." What is it talking about? The amoini, the amoinis, shenizgairu. When they're both misgair, then the daughter is mutter. But the daughter from an Amoini is like a puzzle. Puzzle means to say, like not like Rabbi Yechanan. In a case where this Amoini married the Issa, married a Bas Yitzchor, the Aveiro, the daughter takes puzzle lacuna. Omalei Sitaka said back to him, Tuk Tony Lebrua, go take her and learn it outside. In other words, you're wrong what you're saying. So now, my diyama, that's what you said, Isha Amoini. Now, my diyama, that's what you said, Isha Amoini is Ksheiro. Amoini is Pashid Bloy Amoini. Is that you right? The Torah only asked that the Amoini is Zochan Aran Akeva. Benoam me Amoini Postle, the Amoini who? The son of an Amoini is Postle, is also a Zochar. Ubita me Amoini Ksheiro. The daughter of an Amoini is Mutter. Now, Lamai, what are we talking about? Ilay Malovoy the Kahal, if you want to say to come into Kahal, Hashti Mokshema, the mother is Mutter, he me boy, the daughter for sure is Mutter. Elo Lakuna, telling me now the daughter is Mutter to a Kain. The Medavar Mamun, when are you saying this? The Amoini vi Amoinis, Shinis Gairo, where the parents did not do an Aveira, it's only an Amoini marrying an Amoinis, he's Mutter to her. Then the daughter is Mutter to a Kain. Avo Bita, me Amoini Psula, my Bita, what do you mean the daughter? What do you mean the daughter me Amoini? Ilay ma Amoini shenos Amoini is hainu giyeres mechuna? That everybody says the daughter is mutter then to a kohen. Elor has to be talking about Amoini shenos abas Yisrael. In a case where the Amoini, the father, the ger, did an aveiro and married abas Yisrael be Issa. In this case you're telling me now that the daughter is also to a kohen. And Amulei, he said back to him, Pukton lebro, if that's what you're saying over, if I take it outside you're wrong. That's the way Rosh Lakish holds. But the law we hold like Rabbi Yechiel, we just said with Dash in the Pasuk, Ki im besulim meyam av yikachishom, then the case where the father of the Amoini, even though if he's a ger, even though he married a Bas Yisrael b'Aveiro, still the law is the daughter is mutter to a kohen. Now the Gemara says weiter. It says the Mishnah mitzvah v'adomi eni yasurim, a mitzvah v'adomi is only yasur ador shlishi. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said an isha, a mitzvah is mutter miyad, and then the Rabbi Chom say no, a mitzvah is also just like a mitzvah. And the Gemara said what? That the Chom had a tshuva back to Rabbi Shimon. For the Gemara, my tshuva. What was the question that the Chom had back to after Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon's Kal V'Chomer? That Rabbi Shimon made a Kal V'Chomer, that Ma Aduch, an Amoini, that's also Liyelam. A lady is mutter right away, so what then a mitzvah? That's mutter after three generations, for sure the Lachar is that a mitzvah is mutter right away. So the Gemara says, Omer Rabba Babachon, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Diyiko Lameimah, because you can say like this, that Arroyis Yoichichai, I bring your proof from the Yisra Arroyis, that watch Loi Osa Behen Ela Atsholish Doris, there are a set of Arroyis that are only Yosa three generations, and we say the Klal is Echot Tzchor of Yechon the Kavis, that even the Kavis are also Osa. The Moshe the Torah says, you're not allowed to marry an Isha, Ubita, Ubas Bita. You can't marry a lady, and you can't marry her daughter, or you can't marry her granddaughter. It's a three generation. Who are then upwards? You can't marry your wife, or you then marry her mother, or marry her grandmother. And in these cases, the daughters are also wasa. Like the mashal, the granddaughter from your son, from your wife's son, is also wasa to you. So you see, echad nekeves echad tzchor marosar, even though the yisra is only yad gimel deros. The Gemara says, Mala Royus Shekain Chorus. I'll tell you, Royus is different. You know why the Torah they asked even the Isha and the Keva? Because there's a Chayav Krisus involved. Mashenkam Bayos, a Mitzvah, it's only an Isra Seh, there's no Chayav Krisus. And this the Gemara says, Mamzer Yechich, I bring proof on a Mamzer. The Torah asked a Mamzer, who are then a Mamzeris is also awesome. Even though there's no Chayav Krisus involved. The Gemara says, Mala Mamzer Shekain Einu Royal Love of the Kal. I'll tell you, Mamzer is different. The Mamzer is not Royal Love of the Kal. That's what is Nisr, that's why the even in the cave is also. She is Nisr to come Lekal Olam, she can never come Lekal Hashem. Mashenk in the mitzvah that's mutter after Gimel Doros, maybe there are mitzvahs, the Isha is mutter miyad. So this the Gemara says, no, Arroyos Yechichai, the Raya from Arroyos, even though after three generations it's mutter, still when it's also even in the cave. So you see, in the cave is also also. Din, I return the din, the svara, that leroy zeh keroy zeh, leroy zeh keroy zeh, that each chaymer falls away because the other one doesn't have it. Hatara shav sheben, what's the equal thing between both of them? Sha'asurin, that they're osur. V'yechot zechorim v'yechot nekevois, that both by a mamzer, both by a royer, even in the cave of the roser, is afan a yovi mitzvah a mitzvah, it's the same thing over here also, a mitzvah and a mitzvah should also be also. Ad gimel deris. She yu asur in echot chorm yech in the cave, whether it's ochre in the cave, both should be also. So that's the chom's kasha back to Rav Shimon. This the Gemara says, no, mala tzav ha-shav ha-shepen, shken yesh ben tzad koros. I can tell you, this is why Rav Shimon doesn't like this tshuva. Because there's a tzad koros involved here. Mamzer comes from chai v'krisis. And these are royas of chai v'krisis. So that's why both the zohar and the kevah is also. But maybe by us, by a mitzvah, where there's no chai v'krisis involved, maybe only a zohar is also, not in the kevah. For Rabbonin, now the Gemara says, what's the Rabbonin kasha back to Rav Shimon? For Rabbonin, mecholo de chai v'yesei. Rabbonin said, we have a question on you, because there's a case of a cholo that comes from a chai v'yesei, that's all. And we hold the Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, the Rav Elazar ben Yaakov shita, that a cholo from a chai v'yesei is also asa. So Rashi explains like this. Mecholo de chai v'yesei, going kain godol, shenosa anusoy mefuta, She all of the essay. In the case where a Kohen Gadol marries an Isha, that's a Bula. So the Nisra said, the Torah says, Ki im Besula mi'am of Yikach, he has to take a Besula, and not a Bula. So the Kohen Gadol marries a Bula, he's being over in Isra say. V'yein kan lav de Zayna, there's no Isra of lav here, she's not a Zayna, because only a Pnuya, Bola Pnuya, the kid is not doesn't become a Zayna. And V'ochi Pochle Rabbonu Rav Shim, this is Rabbonu's Kasha. That a royas yechiach, mal a royas ken chorus, cholol, the chai v'yeste yechiach, shein by chorus, there's no chiach chorus here. The asur habas keben, so you learn out from a cholol that when a kohen gadol marries this bula, even the daughter is a cholol cholola. So you see, the Torah says even the daughters, even the kevus also. So even though it's only from an Isser say. And the old like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, it says in such a case, the daughter taker is a cholola. So now, the Mar says, my loiki, what did Reb Shimon mean to answer back to Rabbanan to say, no, you're wrong? Hochi komalu, this is what Reb Shimon meant to say back to them. Libi di, according to me, loi svirali de Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. I do not hold from Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. I hold in such a case, where a godo marries a bula, it's only in Isra say, I hold the maisa, the kid, is not a halala. So you can't bring me any proof altogether. I argue Reb Elazar ben Yaakov altogether. So that means like it, you're wrong. What he meant to say now was though, but Lidichu, according to you, Rabbonin, this Svira Lechu Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, you hold a Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. So you're telling me now, the Pirchon, the Mahatzad, was this Chai v'Krisis. You're telling me now there's a case where there's no Chai v'Krisis involved. Still the Nekev Rezosar. By a Chalol here, by a Kohen Gadol to a Bula, the Lachri is Halachra on the Yomer. And Shem is saying, Yishna, I'm not only saying a Svara, I'm saying Halacha. That's why I was Makabal for my Rebbe. That the Halacha is only a Mitzvah, is also not a Mitzvah. Tanya, we learned, Omalem Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon also said over Halacha, and Yerim was saying over Halacha. For Yerim, another thing, and also, Mikra, Masayeni, I have a Raya from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Bonim Vulei Bonus. The Pasuk says, by Mitzvah, Bonim Ashi, Evoldu Lehem Dor Shalishi. Mashma, only bonim of Mitzri is also, and not Nekevus. That's Reb Shimon's drasha. Now, Torah Rabbanu, what's the price like this? The Pasuk Taka says, bonim, v'lay bonus, to make this drasha, divrei Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon's drasha. Now, by Mitzri, it's only the bonim, and not the bonus. Omer Reb Yudah says, no. Hare Yuayma, the Pasuk says, bonim, ashi yivoldu lem dor shlishi. Then what the Pasuk Taka says, that the third generation of a Mitzri is mutter. But hakosif tolon beleda. The Torah is totally in Leda. The third generation, that's what's mutter, not before. Mashma, the second generation, even though it's in a keva, still it's also. That's the Yudas Rosh Halacha, that a Mitzri, Rishon, and Sheni is also even in a keva. A Mitzris, Rishon, or a Sheniya, she's also in the Kalashim. Omer Rav Yechon, Yechon said like this, Ilav, the Omer Rav Yudah, Kosov, Tolim, Leda, if not Rav Yudas Pshat, that even a mitzvah is also to marry into Kal Hashem. So therefore, we'll soon see, if not for Joshua, he said, Le'motza Yod of Ragla Vaveis HaMedrash. We wouldn't be able to answer a Shver Kashin Vaveis HaMedrash. That what Kivan the Yom Amar, Kal Gerim Mikri Kal, if you're the Shita, that when a Ger is Mizgayir, right away he's called the Kal Hashem. See if you can tell me now that a mitzvah right away becomes Mutta to marry into Kal Hashem. She's called the Kal Hashem.